it. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just talking about, you know, a settlement. As the Boy Scouts of America are reconstituting themselves and ready to go back out on the open market, would you allow your child, knowing this information, to join the Boy Scouts of America today? You know, I ran a nonprofit for 20 years. And you know, kind of I had 800 boys at the height of it, and 30 football teams, and that was each year. So you count how many boys I actually was responsible for, and boys ages 6 to 14. And I'm not saying that you know, we didn't have amongst us some sick people who were involved and engaged in this because they just wanted to be around little boys. The odds are probably over the 20-year interval that I ran this program, because we had so many men engaged and involved with young boys, that something didn't occur. I never gave it a thought, because I was so concerned about making sure we would, you know, do what we had to do to build character in young children. Never once thought that we had some predators amongst us, and the odds are, probably did. But man, to look at the sheer numbers, and I guess people could say, well, the Boy Scouts of America was a national organization, yours was local. And I would have to agree with that. But man, I don't know how even today that's something that people would even consider, putting their children today into that program, knowing what took place. And I really don't understand why the Boy Scouts of America would even want to come back after what happened. If 82,000 people filed claims, it's safe to say double, triple that were the amount of people who were exposed. And the best you can do is say, well, $33,000? Unacceptable. Listen, I know Boy Scouts is as Americana as baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Boy Scouts. And you think about it. And I know there are people listening right now who are members of the Boy Scouts and who might have sent something. As I said, I never was. But man, in this country, we've got to do a better job and just stop accepting things at face value because it's American. You know? And that was all acceptable. So, I mean, you know, again, you're a young guy. You haven't come to a decision. You haven't, where you have a child, a young child, and you want to give that child an opportunity to participate in different things, different activities in life, life learning activities, and people trust that they're not going to run into a situation where there's somebody who's looking to prey on your child. But you can't do that anymore in this country. You know, you can't trust it. I just got through running a youth program for the last, 7 weeks with men. And so they were around young boys. But not one of those men got a chance to be around young boys without criminal backgrounds being run. That's got to be the number one priority, right? If I'm putting my grandchild or child into any program henceforward, that they're going to be out of my purview. Look, we got to make sure, and our program reassures parents that, you know, these men have been vetted. We know who they are. Because you're not going to get a chance to get your grubby hands on these children. Not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And it should not happen. Because it impacts and affects children's lives forever. And $33,000 chump change dollars is not an acceptable number for the damage that has been done. And you shouldn't be allowed to go back and start it all over again. Well, we made it right. No, you didn't make it right. Not with $33,000. $2.7 billion in the kitty. If you've got $2.7 billion to put in the kitties, it's safe to assume you got a lot more than that. And you should be made to do what's right. And $33,000 is not it. Got to go to a break, Tom. I see you. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me.